We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Lane Bajardi, and here are today's top local stories. The potential for mainland devastation from Ian comes as Congress works on an aid package for Puerto Rico, reeling from the aftermath of Hurricane Fiona. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, representing well over a million New Yorkers who trace their families back to Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, says disaster recovery aid should be sent to the affected areas.
We need to be able to allow them to rebuild in a sustainable way. So I'm calling on leadership and the appropriators to include at least $1 billion in nutrition assistance for funding to avoid drastic benefit losses during devastation brought on by Hurricane Fiona.
Governors of New York and New Jersey, along with Mayor Adams, have sent teams to assist in damage assessment and recovery. Fiona ended up in eastern Canada, where the defense minister there says 100 soldiers have been sent to three provinces that were slammed, where dozens of homes were destroyed or damaged. When New York City gets heavy rain, one of the places that floods is in Orchard Beach. It's also where the mayor is setting up a tent city to house asylum seekers bussed up from border states.
Concern is building as contractors set up tents here in Orchard Beach for the migrants who are bussed here from Texas. Gigi, who lives nearby, spoke to CBS 2.
Do they know that they're going to be in tents? Do they know it's going to be like a shelter environment?
Up to 1,000 migrants will be placed at this emergency migrant relief center as a temporary shelter. David Diaz with the nonprofit Island Rising says this is an ideal solution.
We have the space. I don't see anything wrong with this. We're waiting on a list now from the mayor's office to see what exactly is needed. We're clothing drive. We're doing food drive.
Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson expressed concern about safety, saying that the parking lot here is prone to flooding. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds in Orchard Beach.
From Orchard Beach to Howard Beach, where police have arrested a man wanted in the brutal assault of a woman last Tuesday, a violent repeat offender who was on parole when he changed this woman's life forever.
I can't see anything on my right side, honestly. And it just hurts.
Elizabeth Gomes tells Channel 7 Eyewitness News she was approached by the man who tried to start a conversation with her in the subway. He followed her, and when she ignored his advances, he slammed her into the wall and repeatedly punched and kicked her.
Do you know how scared I am now? I was never a person to be scared.
41-year-old Waheed Foster is charged with felony assault. He was on parole for an attack in November, and his rap sheet includes the murder of his foster grandmother in 1995 and the stabbing of his sister with a screwdriver 6 years later. Tough loss for the Yankees last night as the wait continues for Aaron Judge to match Roger Maris. Mark Renee with the story this morning.
Yeah, Lane, Judge is still stuck on 60 home runs after going 1-for-3 in Toronto with a single and two walks. The last of those intentionally in the top of the 10th inning with a score tied at 2.
You know, I trust every single guy in our lineup and every single guy on our bench, and you know, especially the guy behind me, Anthony Rizzo, who, you know, day in and day out throughout this whole season has always come up in big spots, but you know, today didn't do it, and they'll show up tomorrow and get it done.
As they try again to clinch the American League East after the Blue Jays got an RBI single from Vlad Guerrero Jr. in the bottom of the 10th for a 3-2 win. Meantime, the Mets were off and saw their division lead over Atlanta cut down to just one game because the Braves won in Washington 8-0. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Log it into 1010 Wins as we bring you every Aaron Judge at bat live, the biggest news stories in New York, always on your favorite all-news station. Well, there's a lot of misinformation on the internet. Some of that misinformation targets Hispanics and Latinos, which the Nalio Education Fund says may keep many from voting. Julio Rivera is National Deputy Director for Civic Engagement. He says they've seen messages targeting immigrants who have become citizens, claiming they do not have the right to vote.
So we know that Latinos have power at the voting block and at the voting booth, but we're still a community that doesn't get reached out to by political campaigns and by candidates as much as other communities. So many times Latinos are taken for granted.
Rivera says a lot of the disinformation designed to suppress the vote is on social media, and they're launching an effort to combat it called Defiende la Verdad, Defend the Truth. To follow up on a story we told you about yesterday morning, police have tracked down and arrested 22-year-old Pedro Hernandez. He is the suspect wanted in connection with the shooting near St. Patrick's Cathedral last month after police say he whipped out a gun after losing a three-card Monte game. Hernandez arrested in the Bronx on charges including attempted murder. He has other open gun arrests, but was out on bail. He was bailed out at one point by a group that was pushing for New York's bail reform laws. So how did that car end up crashing through the front window of a KFC in Queens yesterday afternoon? Police say the mayhem started after a guy who grabbed $1,000 worth of stuff from a Rite Aid tried to hijack a car on Parsons Boulevard near Union Turnpike. That didn't go well. The driver resisted, accidentally accelerated, and ended up inside the restaurant formerly known as Kentucky Fried Chicken. The driver is hospitalized with injuries, and the suspect is in custody. The new development in the investigation into a fatal shooting on the set of Alec Baldwin's ill-fated movie Rust.
The district attorney investigating the fatal shooting on the set of actor Alec Baldwin's movie Rust has indicated four possible defendants in the case, and one of them may be Baldwin. The Santa Fe law enforcement official revealed a possible scenario as she made a request for funding the prosecution of the case. According to a Santa Fe News account, the DA declined to spell out specifics but said one of the defendants could be actor Baldwin. Baldwin was rehearsing a scene when a bullet from his gun hit cinematographer Helena Hutchins. She died. Director Joel Souza was injured. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Today is National Gay Men's HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. Nearly 70% of all new HIV diagnoses in the U.S. are among gay and bisexual men. And Dr. Laura Cheever at Health Resources and Services Administration says it is vitally important for them to get tested.
We do have the advantage of having the Ryan White HIV/AIDS program in this country, which means that regardless of a person's ability to pay, they can receive HIV treatment. If a person tests negative, then we also have PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis.
About 1 in 8 people who have HIV, she says, do not know it because they have not been tested. Want to go to Canada but haven't taken the COVID vaccine? Well, like so many other restrictions, that one is set to expire this weekend. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announcing mandatory vaccination testing and quarantine requirements for international travelers will expire October 1st.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.